This is the Composer's Datebook for June 27th. I'm John Burge. According to Emerson, a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. Well, we're not sure if Arnold Schoenberg ever read Emerson, but the 20th century Austrian composer must have shared this principle with the 19th century American essayist, just when many people had Schoenberg comfortably pigeonholed as an atonal composer. He went and wrote a big tonal piece, resolutely set in the key of G minor. In the 1940s, Schoenberg's publisher asked him to write a piece for high school or amateur wind band. The work Schoenberg finished during the summer of 1943 was entitled Theme and Variations and was described by its composer, with his customary modesty, as, quote, one of those compositions which one writes in order to enjoy one's own virtuosity and to give a certain group of music lovers something better to play. Schoenberg's music proved a little too difficult for high school bands, so its first performance was given, on today's date in 1946, by the Goldman Band, America's top wind ensemble of the day, at a Central Park concert in New York City, conducted by Richard Franco Goldman, an enthusiastic supporter of new works for band. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.